And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 29th of June, 2025. June 29th is St. Peter's Day. According to biblical tradition, St. Peter was one of the 12 apostles of Jesus Christ. Before he was called upon by Jesus, he was a fisherman, and his original name was Simon, which means he who has heard. Jesus was the one to change his name to Peter, which means rock or foundation. The church's tradition dictates that the name was chosen because Peter was the foundation of the new covenant and that he was to be the leader of Jesus's founded church on earth. That's why Peter is believed to have been the very first pope of the Catholic Church. What many Christians do not realize is that Peter was a vegetarian, as were others in the early church: Matthew, Peter, and James, brother of Jesus and first leader of the New Jerusalem Church, were all vegetarian. Clement of Alexandria quotes Peter saying, "I live on olives and bread, to which I add vegetables." Peter considered all flesh defiled and unclean. From a dream, Peter realized that God was instructing him not to go out and eat meat, but to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, that Jewish dietary laws should not prevent the spread of Christianity. At Cornelius's dinner, Peter related to his hosts, "You yourselves know how unlawful it is for a Jew to associate with or to visit anyone of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean." Christianity was still very new, and there weren't many Christians in ancient Rome, especially because those who bravely showed their faith in public were persecuted. Peter was one of these people. According to tradition, the apostle requested to be crucified upside down because he felt that he didn't deserve to die in the same way as Jesus. Some church scholars believe that June 29th is the date Peter died, and that's why his martyrdom is celebrated on this day. The publication of How to Create a Vegan World, A Pragmatic Approach by Tobias Lienert was on this day in 2017. In this thought-provoking book, Tobias Lienert leaves well-trodden animal advocacy paths and takes a fresh look at the strategies, objectives, and communication of the vegan and animal rights movement. He argues that given our present situation, with entire societies dependent on using animals, we need a very pragmatic approach. How to Create a Vegan World contains many valuable ideas and insights for activists, organizational leaders, and even entrepreneurs. Tobias Lienert is the co-founder of the Belgian organization EVA, Ethical Vegetarian Alternative, the first vegetarian/vegan organization to receive structural funding from a national government. Under Tobias's management, EVA launched a successful campaign that resulted in the city of Ghent becoming the first city ever to officially support a weekly vegetarian day. Tobias gives animal advocacy training worldwide together with Melanie Joy for the Center of Effective Vegan Advocacy. He's also co-founder of ProVeg, an international pro-vegan organization with the mission to reduce the global consumption of animals by 50% by the year 2040. And today at 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, join the farmed animal rights movement at the New York City Pride Parade. Come show your support for the LGBTQIA+ community and stand up for animals while doing it. After huge success at last year's NYC Pride, Farm is marching again. Last year, they reached thousands of people with the Go Vegan message in New York City, and this year, they hope to reach even more. Volunteers will pass out literature and goodies to the parade watchers. Water and snacks will be provided. Please come stand up for animals in this fun, community-forward environment. Meeting place is at 5th Avenue and West 25th Street. Find this event's Facebook link in today's show notes. And here is the first part of Chen Chen's poem, "I Invite My Parents to a Dinner Party." In the invitation, I tell them for the 17th time, the fourth in writing, that I am gay. In the invitation, I include a picture of my boyfriend and write, "You've met him 2 times, but this time you will ask him things other than 'can you pass the whatever?' You will ask him about him. You will enjoy dinner. You will be enjoyable. Please RSVP." They RSVP. They come. They sit at the table and ask my boyfriend the first of the conversation starters I slip them upon arrival. How is work going? I'm like the kid in Home Alone, orchestrating every movement of a proper family, as if a pair of scary yet deeply incompetent burglars is watching from the outside. My boyfriend responds in his chipper way. I pass my father a bowl of soup. So comforting, isn't it? My mother smiles her best, sitting with her son's boyfriend, who is a boy's smile. I smile my hooray for doing a little better smile. I invite my parents to a dinner party by Chen Chen. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to keep the circle of love large.